Thank everybody for, I'd like to thank everybody for coming today. My name is Rick Nglima, and I'm the president of the Missouri Fraternal Order of Police. The FOP is the voice of law enforcement in Missouri. We represent over 6,500 member officers in the state of Missouri and over 330,000 nationwide. I'm proud to be here today to announce our endorsement of Chris Koster for the office of Missouri Governor. I've personally known Chris for over 15 years now, back to when he was a prosecutor with the Cass County Prosecutor's Office. During that time, he worked hand-in-hand with law enforcement to prosecute cases from DWI to domestic violence to drug manufacturers, and even securing a conviction against one of Missouri's most prolific serial killers, Johnny Robinson. Because of that close partnership, Chris understands the scope of our work and what we do. His support for law enforcement goes well beyond just the working relationship. He's fought for pay increases at every step of the his career to professionalize law enforcement and for scholarships to help recruit officers from lower income communities to work in our departments throughout the state. He's proven his ability to find solutions to make the lives of Missourians better. Chris has also described his vision that will make police in the communities we serve safer because his leadership in pushing for a gun docket here in St. Louis will hold armed criminals accountable for their actions and will allow us to be more effective in protecting the public, all while protecting the rights of law-abiding gun owners. In this day and age, one of the most important things for us as police officers is the knowledge that we can go out and do our jobs legally and morally, and that we will then be judged only by facts and with impartiality. For this to happen, our officers have to know that we have job protections. We have to know that we have somebody there to support us. Chris has always understood the importance of job protections, and for us, it's collective bargaining. And he supports our members and all the middle class by protecting our, giving us the support we need to do our jobs with safety in the workplace. Most importantly, he's shown an unwavering support for our officers when he was a prosecutor, state senator, and as the attorney general, and we fully expect that that would continue. Because of his unwavering support, our members the delegates at our state conference representing the 6,500 members throughout Missouri unanimously and voted to endorse Chris Koster to be our next governor. We're very proud of that endorsement and very proud of him. I'll now turn it over to Joe Patterson with the St. Louis County Police Officers Association.
Actually, he's going to turn it over to me. I'm Elliot Riggins. I'm the Executive Vice President for the Kansas City Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 99. I'm just here in support of Attorney General Chris Koster. For the past 22 years, been doing this job, and with everything going on with recent events, you know, Ferguson, it's trickling over into the west side of the state. We need somebody as the governor who's going to support us 100% and make sure that we are taken care of regarding controversy, just everything that's going on with law enforcement today. He's going to call, if elected governor, he's going to go ahead and call for policies and programs like minority scholarships, increased pay for officers throughout the state of Missouri, and youth awareness to better inform, educate the public about police or law enforcement, what it actually does for the state of Missouri. Right now, our relationship with the public's in such turmoil right now, we need to go ahead and mend that gap and educate people more on what we are actually doing for the public, which is protecting the public. So I'm here to support the Attorney General due to the fact that he is behind us 100%, and I just want to congratulate him on his unanimous endorsement from the Fraternal Order of Police. Thank you.
Good afternoon, I'm Joe Patterson. I'm president of the St. Louis County Police Association, Missouri Fraternal Order Police Lodge 111. Just wanted to speak a few moments. Coming from an officer that was directly involved in the incidents in Ferguson, I know that's on pretty much everyone's mind. I'm gonna go as far to say that there's not a single police officer, police commander, member of the community, or elected official that was perfect in August of 2014. I'll be the first to admit that I was certainly not perfect. But I do know that as this evolved from civil disturbance into multiple different stages of civil disturbance, we came together as a community, we came together as a law enforcement community, and it was through the work of politicians like the Attorney General, working with people on both sides of the aisle, being police officers and the community, trying to bring us together to establish a better working relationship with the community. His support for our efforts was vital in ultimately getting the situation under control and bringing peace to the streets. I always knew that he had our backs and would help us do our jobs. Although we may not completely agree on every single topic, we've always had a good dialogue with the Attorney General, unlike any other candidate running for governor at this time. The Attorney General has always sat down at a table and included us in conversation. We felt that we were part of a plan, and under his governor's office, we assume that that's going to continue. It was clear from my experience there and after that the Attorney General does understand how hard our jobs can be, and he wants us to do everything to make sure we can do it safely and effectively to properly police these communities around the city of St. Louis. So without further ado, it's my honor to introduce the Attorney General and next governor of the state of Missouri, Mr. Chris Koster.
Thanks, Joe. I want to thank the individuals who are standing behind me who represent 6,500 police officers around this state. I came out of the law enforcement community myself after serving for 10 years as Cass County prosecuting attorney and now 8 years as attorney general. I've had a badge in my back pocket for 18 of the last 22 years. And so being part of the broader law enforcement family is really what makes today's endorsement so very meaningful to me. Obviously, there is a great deal of pressure on law enforcement at a historic level that we have not seen for many, many years, if not decades, in this country. I want to speak just for a second to the issues that have occurred in Baton Rouge and Dallas and here in Baldwin and also in Kansas City, Kansas, in the last month and a half. Law enforcement officers, police officers are among, if not the most important members of our civic family. Our society does not function without them. Anyone who would ever shoot at a police officer is a domestic terrorist. But just as importantly, anyone who would support or cheer or hold sympathy in their heart for such an individual is an enemy of civil society. I want these officers here today, the officers they represent, and all 6 million Missourians to know that the next administration that I will lead will have the back of law enforcement officers at every level, in every county of this state, unquestioned, and make certain that they have the resources and the faith and loyalty of this government as they go forward to make sure that our state is safe and functioning properly. As Cass County prosecutor, I fought to increase pay for sheriff's deputies in the administration that I worked on there between 1994 and 2004. We started out with some of the lowest paid sheriff's deputies in the state of Missouri in Cass County when I came in. By the time I left Cass County, they were among the highest paid, if not the highest paid, sheriff's deputies in our state. My recollection is that they were starting in 2004 at a salary of about $36,500, which at that point in time was number one among sheriff's offices in Missouri. I continued to fight for higher pay when I was in the state Senate and have defended those laws that were passed during that period of time as Attorney General. One of my passions right now is this issue of integration of policing across our state. Every month, I spend an afternoon in a predominantly African-American school in North County, North City. And Sheriff Dotson and myself, Ronnie Robinson, several minority members of the St. Louis City Police Department, will go in and speak to an entire school assembly of predominantly African-American young people between the ages of 15 and 18, and talk to them about choosing policing as a career, to begin to move past the turmoil of the last couple of years and again raise policing as the heroic and important role that it plays in society and trying to take at least the beginning steps of reforming that idea in the young minds across our state. There is no doubt that we can't totally solve the problems of Ferguson unless we are able to excite again young people from the minority community to come into policing. And so that changing, taking those speeches from a symbolic stage to actual policy where the General Assembly, in a bipartisan way, my hope is, will link together and create scholarships and opportunities and a real challenge for young people to choose policing, I think is incredibly important to moving beyond Ferguson. We also, as one of the officers had mentioned, I also have been an outspoken advocate for the issue of a gun docket here in the city of St. Louis. The city of St. Louis simply cannot survive as an entity at 200 murders a year. It will collapse at some point upon itself. And giving these officers the tools that they need to take criminals off the street and to calm these streets from the levels that we have seen has been something that I have been advocating for in front of the Missouri General Assembly for the last 2 years, since I did the report on urban crime two summers ago. Both police chiefs in St. Louis and Kansas City support gun dockets. Both mayors in St. Louis and Kansas City support gun dockets. Both prosecutors support gun dockets. But a group that hasn't prioritized them yet is the Republican majority in the Missouri General Assembly. And so my hope is that in January of next year as governor, we will return to this issue and talk with them about increased support for probation and parole, intensive supervision. We will talk to them about higher bail requirements for arrestees on gun crimes. We will talk to them about a new law called Dangerous Felon in Possession that will have mandatory minimums attached to it. So there are serious prison terms that are non-probationable and carry meaningful sentences that will attach to felons who refuse to put down their guns. When the soldier was shot in the back coming out of the baseball game, when the woman was pulled out of her car at 11th and Washington, and later in that ride, the baby was thrown out of the car, and the woman was murdered. When there are 188 mothers burying children from gun crimes in this city, we are seeing a city on the edge. And only strong law enforcement can combat this issue in the time that we have to solve the problem. We don't have 10 years to solve this problem. It has to be solved immediately. And these are the individuals who have the best opportunity to get it done. But we have to give them the tools to accomplish that. So I am very honored by the support and the belief in this campaign that these individuals have given to me today. And I'd be happy to take questions.